Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover war, questions 742 to 745, murder, questions 746 to 751, then cruelty, 752 to 756.
Enjoy.
Question 742. What is the cause that leads humankind to war?
The predominance of the animal nature over the spiritual, and the satisfaction of their passions. In the state of barbarity, nations only know the right of the strongest, and that is why war is a normal state for them. As humans evolve, war will become less frequent, since they will avoid its causes, and when it does become necessary, they will know how to make it more humane.
Question 743. Will war someday disappear from the earth?
Yes, when men and women understand justice and practice God's law, then all nations will live as brothers and sisters.
Question 744. What has been the goal of Providence in making war necessary?
Freedom and progress.
Sub-question 744. If war is meant to bring freedom, why is it that it has usually had subjugation as its objective and result?
Temporary subjugation enables cultures to evolve more quickly.
Question 745. What is to be thought about those who stir up war for their own gain?
They are truly guilty and will require many lives to expiate all the murders they have caused, for they will have to answer for every individual whose death they caused to satisfy their own ambition.
Question 746. Is murder a crime in God's sight?
Yes, a great crime, because those who take the life of another fellow being thereby cut short a life of expiation or mission, hence the evil.
Question 747. Is there always the same degree of culpability in murder?
We have already said, God is just. God judges the intent rather than the deed.
Question 748. Does God excuse murder in cases of legitimate defense?
Only necessity can excuse it. But if we can save our life without having to take the life of the aggressor, we must do so.
Question 749. Are persons culpable for the murders they commit in war?
Not if they are coerced through force. Nonetheless, they are responsible for the cruelties they commit. Likewise, their display of humaneness will also be taken into account.
Question 750. Which is more culpable in God's sight, parricide or infanticide?
They are both equally culpable, for all crime is crime.
Question 751. Why is infanticide a custom condoned by legislation among certain cultures that are already evolved from an intellectual perspective?
Intellectual development does not necessarily imply moral development. Spirits of superior intelligence may be evil. They are the ones who have lived many lives without improving themselves.
Question 752. May we link the sentiment of cruelty to the instinct of destruction?
It is the destruction instinct in its worst form, because even though destruction is sometimes necessary, cruelty never is. It is always the result of an evil nature.
Question 753. Why is cruelty the dominant characteristic of primitive peoples?
Among primitive peoples, as you call them, matter dominates spirit. They abandon themselves to their animal instincts, and since they do not have any other needs beyond those of the body, they care only about their own self-preservation. This is what usually makes them cruel. Moreover, peoples of imperfect development are under the dominion of equally imperfect spirits. These imperfect spirits remain sympathetic to them until more highly advanced peoples come to destroy or weaken their influence.
Question 754. Doesn't cruelty result from an absence of moral sense?
You may say that the moral sense is not developed, but do not say that it is absent, since it exists in principle in all human beings. This moral sense is what later transforms them into good and humane beings. It exists in the primitive like the onset of the aroma in the bud of the flower that has not yet opened.
Author's remarks for question 754. All faculties exist in humans in a rudimentary or latent state and develop according to how favorable the circumstances are. The excessive development of some impedes or neutralizes that of others. The overexcitement of the material instincts stifles, so to speak, the moral sense, as moral development gradually weakens the purely animal faculties. Question 755. Why is it that in the most advanced civilizations there are individuals who are at times as cruel as barbarians?
For the same reason that on a tree loaded with good fruit there is always some that is rotten. Such individuals have, if you wish, only the appearance of civility, like wolves in sheep's clothing. Low order, very backward spirits may incarnate among advanced people in the hope of their own progress. However, if the trial is too difficult, their barbaric nature prevails.
Question 756. Will the society of moral individuals someday be purged of evildoers?
Humankind is evolving. Those who are dominated by the instinct of evil and who are out of place among moral people will disappear little by little, like bad grain being separated from the good when threshed. But they will be born again in other envelopes. Then, with more experience, they will comprehend good and evil better. You have an example in the plants and animals that you have learned how to perfect by developing new qualities in them. Very well. It is only after many generations that perfection becomes complete. This is a picture of the different existences of human beings.